Admiral Jack Romanoff rubbed his tired eyes as his cutter took him up to orbit from his final meeting with the president of Leaping Deer. It had been a week since they defeated the invading forces, and he'd been working non-stop since then to get everything settled before he departed for Vesuvius. He didn't envy the Planetary Defense Forces their job of keeping a lid on everything, but he couldn't stay to oversee it all. All the enemy aliens were down on the planet and had been disarmed as well as he could manage. The Novrites had undoubtedly stashed weapons somewhere, but at least they didn't have anything big. Small arms would cause some trouble, but that was President Birdsall's problem. Sorting the Novrite civilians from the military and nobility had proven to be a pain in the behind, and he'd eventually given up on it. Most of the Novrite civilians were of the higher social stratum, and he finally decided to lump them in with a ruling class and be done with it. He had neither the manpower nor the cultural knowledge to sort out everyone, and he didn't want to get any of the upper class mixed up with the civilians the Confederation had on New Copenhagen. That undoubtedly meant the upper classes among the Novrite civilians would force those beneath them to do the manual labor since they didn't have any Tardan slaves to do the work for them, but his sympathy was limited. They'd created this problem themselves, and it was something they'd have to figure out on their own. Maybe if the leadership was too domineering, even the upper-class civilians would rise up and put them down. Relocating the Tardan civilians to a location that didn't have Novrites breathing down their necks was even more challenging because there were millions of them. They'd settled for relocating them to the far side of the continent and building military emplacements between the two groups. Since the Tardan civilians weren't aggressive like their military had been, they weren't going to be nearly the problem the Novrites were. Eventually, they'd need to be relocated to the new Tardan homeworld, but that wouldn't happen right away. While there were colony ships in orbit, each had sustained at least some damage. They could be used to transport the Tardan civilians, but getting them fixed, moving the Tardan civilians back aboard, and settling them into cold sleep would take a long time. Even once that was done, it would take more time to get them to the new Tardan homeworld. The infrastructure needed to be built up there, and it hadn't even gotten started yet. Hunter could speed that process up, and he was tempted. He knew the path the Tardan civilians were taking and could intercept them using his independent quantum drive. That would get them to their new home in a matter of days. The problem was that the Tardans that had left Argent wouldn't have arrived yet, so there would be no settlements for them. It was probably best to let them proceed as they were so they'd have shelter when they arrived. The same was true of the Novrite civilians he'd intercepted the last time they'd visited Leaping Deer. They were on their way to New Copenhagen, but there wouldn't be anything there for them if he sped the process along. Sometimes it was best to let things proceed at their own pace. That wasn't to say that going back to Argent didn't have appeal. Lisa Gain had that stealth cutter that could get a better read on what was going on at Vesuvius. He'd imagine they'd also been building probes and sensor buoys with the same anti-sensor material. Those might make the difference between survival and destruction, so he needed to decide now if he was going to Vesuvius via Argent or heading directly there. Jack was still thinking about it when his cutter landed in the small craft bay aboard his battleship. He left taking care of it to its assigned crew and headed directly for the bridge, his marine guards forming up around him. His ship was in much better shape than she'd been the first time he'd visited her. Even though the crew was still working on repairing and replacing non-essential systems, everything was clean and gleamed where appropriate. Sarah Nastasi, the vice admiral assigned as his senior staff officer, and his girlfriend by her own choice, had brought a number of willing hands aboard to take on that particular task. He hadn't considered it before because he'd been focused on combat capability, but now that the changes were evident, he approved. Undoubtedly, they'd focused their attention on the most traveled areas of the ship first, so it wasn't surprising that the corridor leading from the closest small craft bay to the bridge would have gotten a lot of attention during the last couple of weeks.